Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the Live Inspired Monday Morning Moments Memorial Day celebration with John O'Leary. Here, men endured that a nation might live. It's a quote by Herbert Hoover. And although all of us will enjoy celebrating the federal holiday of Memorial Day today, many of us may not know the origin story behind it. Understanding that origin story reminds us not only of the profound sacrifices others made for our country in the past, but also might stoke within us a greater gratitude for the blessings we have today in the present. So here's the story. Memorial Day began in 1868 with the General of the Grand Army of the Republic ordering one day set aside to remember the unimaginable sacrifices of Civil War soldiers. Specifically, it sought to honor the more than 600,000 soldiers who died for their country. So on May 30th, 1868, volunteers in Arlington National Cemetery went around and placed flowers at the grave sites where thousands were buried during the Civil War. 154 years later, that's today, that tradition continues with graves in Arlington and around the country being adorned with flags and with flowers. Although intended to honor the dead, Memorial Day also serves as a challenge for the living to continue that fight. This day demands we not take our lives or our freedoms or our nation for granted. It is not just a day to barbecue or toss candy at a parade. It's not merely a day to usher in the opening of pools around the country, or as a day that serves as a signpost that schools have ended the session and summer is beginning. What made all of those beloved rhythms and rituals possible was the incredible, the selfless service of generations of soldiers who sacrificed everything of their lives for ours. It is a fight that is hundreds of years old, and it's a fight that continues today. Just ask the hundreds of thousands of families that have a son or a daughter, or a sister, or a brother, or mom, or a dad currently serving. So how do we properly memorialize the past and celebrate the present? My friends, on this day, we celebrate those who gave their lives for their nation. Let's pause to lift them up in our prayers. Let's do that today. Let's do it now. Then, let's enjoy the barbecues and the parades and the pools and the start of summer. But then, let's also collectively strive to live with such selflessness, with such gratitude, and with such love as to justify the sacrifices of the previous generations. There would be, my friends, no greater living memorial than that. I want to thank all of you for being part of our Live Inspired community. I want to thank you whether you're tuning in here in the United States or anywhere around the world. And I want to remind you, my friends, that the foundation is firm. The headwind may be real, but the best days remain in front of us. So for this time and until next time, my name is John O'Leary, and today is your day. What a gift. Live Inspired.